Okay? The first time you see righteousness, I want you to go to Genesis. We're going to preach on it. We're going to let it fly. I want to do something here. I just want to read something quick to you. You stay in Genesis. We're going right there. I have this cool little Bible. See, it would be good for you to get a simple concordance or something that has some Greek Hebrew words in. I don't do extensive Bible studies, but there's times the Holy Spirit says, you need to know what that means. You know, when you say the word saved, what do we mostly mentally, rationally think we're talking about? Are we born again, going to heaven? But when you study that Greek word out, it doesn't even necessarily really indicate an everlasting life definition or an eternal life definition. The word saved is sozo in the Greek, and it means saved, healed, delivered, protected, preserved, kept safe and sound, and made whole. Sozo. But when they translate in English, they can only take one word. So the best word they could find out of all that, when you look up a word in Webster's, don't you find five or six words that best describe the word? So when you're translating, you can only take one that seems to be the best one out of all those, but you really don't grasp the full meaning unless you read it. So when you've looked up in Webster's, you know how somebody says, what's this word mean? And it's like you know, but you don't. And you try to, because I think, man, Webster's had to have some anointing on him to lay out all them words, because somebody, you use a word all your life and somebody says, what's that mean? Or a little child, and you're like, glad, you're glad, you know. But you get tongue-tied and you don't even know how to explain it. And you look in Webster's and all of a sudden it's like revelation. It's like, yeah, you know, happy, joyful, merry-hearted, glad, okay? But when you're translating, you can only use that one word. So when you look up the Greek word sozo in English, it means saved, healed, delivered, protected, preserved, kept safe and sound, made whole, do well. It means all that. So the word they chose was saved. That's not an injustice. But what our American minds have done over the years, and where I think we've been deceived even to think, is that he's just talking about, are you going to heaven? And it's not even saying that at all. In the Greek language, it's not even projecting on eternal life, that word. And you need to get that. See, some words we need to understand and see. Because saved's not a bad word. If you're dying of terminal cancer and there's no hope for you and Jesus steps in and intervenes, what'd he just do? He saved you. So it's not a bad word. We've just misinterpreted it. And everybody over the years, you saved? Yeah, I'm saved. Well, you don't even know what you're saying half the time. Because you're saying, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm protected, I'm preserved, I'm kept safe and sound. For God so loved the world that he sent his son, not to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be kept safe and sound. That the world might be healed. That the world might be delivered. That the world might be protected. That the world might be preserved. That the world might be made whole and do well. That the world might be saved. I've got good gospel news for you. Every place in the New Testament but one, it's that word when you see saved. And the only one that it's not is where eight souls were saved, that were righteous, saved through the flood. It means like snatched out of a burning building, saved. But every other place, it's the word sozo. In three places, it's soteria, and that's the same thing. It means you can't even find, I don't even know what makes them different words, because it's the same definition. So people say, well, how do you know it's God's will to heal everybody? He says it right in his word, in Timothy. He says, for it's God's desire that all men be saved, sozoed, that all men be protected, all men be kept safe and sound. It's God's desire to get it right with all men and embrace them in the shadow of his glory. And that they be filled with the knowledge of truth. Amen. I got a good Bible here. This is why I got into that Strong's thing, righteousness. I have a little definition. It's right out of the Strong's. It's right here. It says, just, to mean to be just, the quality of being right. Broadly, the word suggests conformity. You got to get this. Conformity to the revealed will of God in every aspect.